Hi, this is Will Clower, and we're talking about stress all week and how it impacts your weight, your health, and what you can do about it. But before we start, I want to give a little summary, a little overview about what stress is. So, in your body, what happens when you are stressed is that your body shifts into a fight or flight mode. It's called the sympathetic mode. And under those conditions, your pupils dilate, your body routes blood to your brain, your muscles, and your lungs because it thinks it needs it there. It routes it away from your viscera because you're not digesting food, you're saving your life from the lion. That's how your body responds. It also produces adrenaline. And the reason it does that is because adrenaline can help release sugar into the blood. And your body thinks, oh my gosh, you've got to save your life. And so it releases sugar in your blood as quick fuel. Long-term stress induces the release of cortisol, which is also a way that your body, in a long-term way, can help to respond to stress by releasing sugar. In fact, it can convert protein into blood sugar. Long-term stress can produce muscle wasting. It also produces immune suppression. These are things that long-term exposure to stress can do for you. So when you're sitting at your desk and you have a stress response for whatever reason and you're not using your muscles, all that sugar that goes into your body that's meant to save your life is going nowhere. It can induce, over the long term, things like insulin-resistant diabetes. It can induce, over the long term, fat storage. In other words, being chronically stressed can make you fat. It is certainly not working in your favor. Now, during the rest of the week, what we're going to do is work on these techniques for reducing stress. I'm Will Clower. If you have any questions, info@willclower.com. Ask us. We're here for you. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.